This is the Dallas Morning News.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Monday, February 26th. Record-breaking temperatures are on the way today with a high of 93 expected under sunny skies. The record for this day is 90, set back in 1917. It will be a little breezy this afternoon with a low down to 65 overnight. Here are today's headlines. The area north of downtown Dallas that includes Uptown, Victory Park, and Turtle Creek is seeing an unprecedented building boom. More than $2 billion in buildings are on the way in almost two dozen major projects. Some of the largest developments include major employment centers for Goldman Sachs and Bank of America. At the same time, developers are working on high-rise residential buildings for both renters and buyers. Here are some of the largest projects under construction and recently announced. A 14-story, 800,000-square-foot, $500 million office campus to house workers for Goldman Sachs, opening in 2027. A 30-story, 500,000-square-foot office tower to house Bank of America's Dallas office, along with other business tenants, scheduled to open in 2027. A 2.4-acre project with a 21-story, 396,000-square-foot office tower, and a 27-story, 287-unit residential building. A 22-story, 345-unit apartment tower and 150,000 square feet of office space in a historic building opening in the first quarter of this year. A 17-story, 180,000-square-foot office tower on McKinney Avenue opening in 2026, and a $100 million mixed-use development with a 12-story, 345,000-square-foot office building and 15,000 square feet of retail space opening this year. Next, AT&T plans to credit the accounts of customers impacted by last week's nationwide outage in its cellular service, the company officials said Saturday. The Dallas-based telecommunications giant apologized in a statement for Thursday's disruption, which impacted tens of thousands of customers as well as those with other cellular carriers who attempted to reach AT&T users. Officials said in the statement that they want to help make it right by automatically applying a credit to impacted customers' accounts. According to the company, each customer will receive one $5 credit on their AT&T wireless account, the equivalent of what officials say is the average cost of a full day of cellular service. The credit does not apply to AT&T Business, AT&T Prepaid, or Cricket, and it will typically be applied within two bill cycles. The outage also disrupted FirstNet, AT&T's emergency response network. By 2 p.m., AT&T had fully restored wireless service to all customers. Speculation fueled initially on why wireless subscribers lost service, with some pinning the disruptions on powerful solar flares. Federal agencies were investigating the disruption. The company later blamed the incident on an error in coding. In other news, starting this Saturday, Dallas Municipal Court warrant fees will be waived for those donating a new or unopened blanket. The donations will be distributed by the Office of Homeless Solutions, according to a city news release. Residents looking to participate must drop off their blankets when they check in with the court clerk to see the judge. A government-issued picture ID is required when checking in. People trying to resolve warrants related to Class C misdemeanors or ticket-only offenses will not be arrested. A judge will see a maximum of 6 violations per person per day. Syphilis is on the rise in Texas and nationally, causing serious medical complications, especially for newborn babies who contract the disease during pregnancy. Assistant Secretary of Health Dr. Rachel Levine visited Parkland Hospital, Dallas County's public hospital, on Thursday to discuss the rise of syphilis and what can be done to prevent its spread. Though often thought to be a disease of the past, Syphilis rates have grown consistently in the last decade. Between 2018 and 2022, syphilis cases jumped nearly 80% nationwide, while cases of congenital syphilis, or babies born with syphilis, nearly tripled, climbing 183%, according to recent Centers for Disease Control and Prevention data. Texas saw 15.5 cases of syphilis per 100,000 people in 2022, putting it below the national average of 17.7. For congenital syphilis, Texas ranked fourth highest among reporting states, with nearly 247 cases per 100,000 live births, more than double the national average. And Dallas obstetrician and gynecologist Austin Denard, who had to travel out of state for an abortion after learning her fetus had a severe lethal birth defect, will attend President Joe Biden's State of the Union address. U.S. Representative Colin Allred invited her to the March 7th speech, joining Democrats across the country in putting abortion access at the heart of their 2024 campaign messaging. Denard said Texas women are being denied basic rights under state laws so restrictive that providers are scared to utter the word abortion, even when discussing options for patients with medically complicated pregnancies. Another Dallas-area woman, Kate Cox, also will attend the speech as the guest of First Lady Jill Biden. Cox unsuccessfully sued Texas for permission to end her pregnancy after receiving a lethal fetal diagnosis. Allred is the frontrunner in a crowded Democratic primary, with the winner to face Republican incumbent U.S. Senator Ted Cruz in November. Allred has touted his support of federal protections for abortion access and the right to interstate travel for health care. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit dallasnews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.